To help us navigate the minefield of property contracts and issues, 1015 is joined each month by Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney. Good morning, Talia. What's on the agenda today?
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, listeners. Today we're talking about easements, Debbie. We've seen a significant increase in development in the Moreton Bay area, which has followed a huge uptick in population growth in recent years. Smaller block sizes and an increase in utility infrastructure means that we are seeing more properties being affected by easements than ever before. An easement is a set of rights to use a section of land in a particular way. It gives another person or entity the right to use the land for a specific purpose, even though they are not the land owner. Easements over land may be granted for a specific purpose, including for access, drainage, sewerage, or supply of water or gas. Easements for services are usually reserved by the council or water or energy suppliers. Those for access may give a neighbour the right to use part of the property as a driveway to access a rear block. Where a property is burdened by an easement, the landowner has certain responsibilities in respect of that section of the property so burdened, mainly to keep the section of land maintained, clear and accessible at all times. This may restrict the intended use or future use of the property, such as for renovation purposes, as the burdened portion of the land cannot be built upon or disturbed. Easements stay with the land, so are not removed or extinguished upon a change of ownership. There is a process for removal, however, this is rare, as both parties to the easement, the burdened landowner and beneficiary of the easement, must agree that the easement is no longer required. Most easements are listed as an encumbrance on the title to a property and must therefore be disclosed to prospective purchasers before they enter into a contract for the purchase of property. If not properly disclosed, the purchaser may terminate the contract. It is therefore an important part of a conveyancer or solicitor's job to identify whether an easement burdens a property, and if so, the terms and bounds of such easement, so that a purchaser may consider whether the property is right for them. It is crucial that property owners and prospective buyers understand what an easement is before they contract to purchase, as often their rights are limited if the seller has disclosed the presence of an easement.
So, you can be at ease if you know your easements. Thank you for joining us this morning, Talia Bauer, Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, and catch up on all these details again on the podcast on 1015fm.com.au.